This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're somebody that can't get your car into the garage, call us 909-1065 or send us a text message to 73389 and tell us why the hell not. Because recent data came out, not quite sure why they did data on this, but they found that over a third of Americans cannot get their car into the garage because it's so cluttered. And I cannot understand this.
I can't understand why people have too much stuff in their garage.
No. And this is not me being like high and mighty here. I just don't get it. Ever since my wife and I have owned a home, we've always been able to get both cars in the garage.
Okay.
It seems like just a matter of organization.
Okay. Well, your last house, you were a family of eventually two kids, but so you had probably less stuff than other people.
That is true. That's true.
The people with more kids. But also, you have a third bay in your garage right now. You basically have an extra space that's big enough that you could park a car in there that you have shelves and stuff in.
Don't a lot of people have third bays out here?
I don't have a third bay in mine.
You don't have a garage.
Well, yes, I do.
Your mother has a garage.
We have a garage.
You're the only person. I know two people, you being one of them, that have a third bay.
Really?
Did the other people in your family have a third bay? Do your in-laws?
No.
Does your brother? Does your mother?
No.
Okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
You're so blessed.
So wait a second. If you don't have a third bay in your garage, then where do you put your stuff?
You put it in the garage, stupid.
Yeah, I have shelves all around my garage, like all the sides.
Can you
shelves.
Get a car in your garage?
Two cars, actually, and they're two big cars.
Well, then Kevin's making my point then. Okay. I don't want to hear the I only have a two-car garage argument. He only has a two-car garage, and he can still get the cars in the garage.
There's no way in their house they have as much stuff as people with full families.
I don't know. Have you met Kevin? Think about how much Flash memorabilia and Pop Funko objects.
In his room so he can enjoy
it. No, I moved it to the garage because I was trying to bed women.
Oh, right. Okay. Also, they're not big on decorating for holidays. Uh-uh. So they don't have a bunch of decorating
That's
bins,
true.
I'm sure.
I mean, a lot of people are texting into 73389 and the word, well, we camp. Comes up a lot. And I guess camping requires an awful lot of stuff.
I was just about to say, like, camping, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that his family does not do that requires things. I mean, how about this? Bicycles. Bicycles alone.
Hang bicycles on the wall.
That's where we hang our ladders.
Yeah, you've got lots of walls.
No, the other walls are built-in shelves.
Okay, well,
are being a little uppity for somebody with a third bay.
Well, it sounds like third bay is something that uppity people should be.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the third bay,
mm-hmm.
how many cars could you fit in your garage?
If I didn't have the third bay, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I can't even picture a house.
Because that third bay is full of shelves.
Yeah.
Full of bins, decorating things.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you put those things?
Well, one of the kids would have to lose their bedroom. What? Getting off of California for a second, this wasn't a third of Californians. This was a third of Americans. Most of this country has basements. So if you have a basement, what is your excuse
now
for not
I
being
don't.
Able to put your cars in your garage?
Okay, so having never had a basement, don't some people turn their basements into like...
more living space?
Yeah.
You carpet it and you put drywall up? Yeah, but when you do that, basements are so big that you often have a storage room in your finished basement as well.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why does this seem like such a bad thing to put your things in the garage and park your precious cars out on the driveway? Who cares?
I mean, you're setting yourself up for criminals. They're going to
really
break into your car.
Okay, so according to this, fewer than 24% of single-family homes in this country have basements.
How much?
Fewer than 24%.
No way. No way can
that
be true.
The U.S. Census.
More than less
of construction.
Less than 24% of houses in America. Houses in America have basements.
Single family homes, it says.
Can you not build a basement in the Midwest? Can you not build a basement? Everywhere I went had a basement.
So this says that since
I grew
2000, fewer and fewer homes are built with basements.
Well, that's the problem. What are we doing? There's a trend where we're getting rid of basements. We need to stop building up and start digging down. We're going to build down. That's what we're going to do. That's my agenda for 2023.
Well, that's what you're going to run on?
Build down.
Build?
What does that mean, Gavin? You figure it out.
You tell me. 106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We are calling Dalton this morning, and I have asked for the assistance of the great Katie from the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
She assisted me. Dalton works at a Chili's, and his girlfriend asked me to call him and mess with him. So Katie and I are calling as somebody who had a nightmare about specifically his Chili's, and I need to speak to him urgently.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling Chili's. This is Dalton. How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Raul, and I need to talk to a manager urgently.
Sure, yeah. I mean...
we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time here.
Yeah, the manager right now is not here, so I can kind of help you out, though.
Okay. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Raul, and I had a dream recently about not just Chili's in general, but your specific Chili's. And my dreams have come true in the past. And I'm calling because I had a dream that somebody went into your Chili's today. I could see the street and everything. And they ordered the quesadilla explosion salad. And when they did that, it triggered the apocalypse. And So here's what I'm asking you to do. Can you please take it off the menu today? Can you not sell any quesadilla explosion salads, please?
Okay. So you had a nightmare or a dream, and
it was a dream.
Okay, so
it's more of a prophecy.
And it was our Chili's.
Absolutely.
And okay.
Absolutely.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Like,
okay, we're spending a lot of time talking right now. Could you, like, please, like, get a message to all the servers and get a message to all the kitchen staff? The quesadilla explosion salad, 86 it. It's going to bring about the end of humanity.
Okay,
Thank you.
I'm sorry that I honestly, I don't think we can stop selling things because...
Stop it. Stop it.
Get away.
Stop it. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Who is this?
This is Dalton. Hi. This is Chili's.
Dalton, I am so sorry. That is my brother, Raul. He stopped taking his medication again. Uh-huh. He was telling you about a dream, I'm sure?
Yes. Your brother was telling us that he had a bad dream and that he said that we can't specifically sell a meal here, our
quesadilla explosion salad.
Yes, exactly. And I was a little
he gets stuck concerned. On this loop about it. It's actually Alex's Santa Fe burger. That is what is going to trigger it.
What?
The end of times. It is not quesadilla explosion salad. It is Alex's Santa Fe burger.
Okay. I can't.
Do you see what we're saying?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So, okay, you've heard of the apocalypse.
Does he want us to come in? Does he want us
you
to
know
come
what?
Down?
Actually,
no,
why don't we come in?
Come in? No,
we
I don't,
will come
I don't
in. We're going to go in.
Okay.
Okay, but you got to get off the case. You got to get off the salad. It's not the salad. Okay, so we're going
to
see you in...
Where are my Crocs?
Oh, God, he lost his Crocs.
No, really, you guys should probably maybe...
I want to get there before you leave. What time are you off?
I can't reveal that information.
And... my Crocs. Let's
okay,
go.
We're on our way.
Let's go.
We're on our way.
If you guys want to hold on, I can get a manager.
There's no time!
I honestly, I have to go. I have a few... customers waiting at the door here, and
don't sell the burger.
We can't just stop selling things. So I can't agree to that. No, I'm sorry, but okay, we'll see you soon.
Okay, Dalton. None of this has been real. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. You're on a prank phone call. It's a prank phone call.
Oh. Okay.
Your girlfriend Carrie sent us an email. She wanted us to do this.
Okay.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And this game is very simple. You call 916-909-1065, and then you tell us what your maiden name is and what your married name is, and then Katie, as a trained professional, as mm-hmm. well as me,
yeah.
her budding apprentice,
yeah.
will tell you if you upgraded or downgraded your name.
Now, earlier, Gavin, you called this a game, and this is not a game. This is very serious.
We're going to start with Kristen. What is your maiden name?
This is my second marriage. So my name I was born with is Kristen Guillory.
Guillory.
Oh, I like that.
And then you married into...
And then I married into Kristen Darling.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh. And then Kristen. What happened to that guy? Because that's a perfect fit.
Let's just say it didn't work out.
Wasn't a darling after all.
Okay. All right. Then.
And then you, after that, married into...
Kristen Santee.
Santee?
Okay.
Like a nickname for Santa?
Kristen, here's the problem. You know what we're going to say.
You know what we're going to say.
There ain't no way you thought anything but Kristen Darling was going to win here.
Kristen Darling's the best, but Kristen Guillory is a close second.
Very close?
Yeah, Kristen Guillory's great.
It obviously goes Kristen Darling, Kristen Guillory, Kristen... Santee,
right.
Okay, but to say Darling and Guillory are very close.
They're close. I'll remove very.
Okay,
what's
what if you hear my middle name?
No,
doesn't matter.
Forget Santee. That was terrible.
Yeah,
sounds like a swear word.
Santee's got to go. I don't care how you do it, but I don't want it to come into this room ever again.
You went upgrade and then big time downgrade.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kendall. Good morning, Kendall.
Hello.
Hello.
I love the name Kendall.
Hi. Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
You don't think it sounds too much like Ken doll?
No, I'm very aware of how you're supposed to say it.
Kendall.
What is your maiden name, Kendall?
It's Laird, L-A-I-R-D, Laird.
All right, Kendall okay. Laird. It's all right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your married name?
Mondragon.
Mondragon?
Come on.
Are you sure you're pronouncing your name right? You
Game
sure
of Thrones character.
Hold on. You sure it's not pronounced Mondragon?
How about you okay, stop telling people?
Listen.
What?
Say it.
It's Spanish. My husband is Hispanic, and I'm not, so you're supposed to say it Mondragon, but I don't roll my R's, really, so
yeah.
I
And you know
Mondragon.
What, Kendall, this guy thinks your name is Kendall, okay? So in the grand scheme of who knows how to pronounce things correctly...
Hold on a second. If we're going to mispronounce her last name, I'm allowed to mispronounce her first name. So your name, as far as I'm concerned, is Kendall Mondragon. That is
okay,
your
now-
name.
That is a Game of Thrones character.
Clearly, this is an upgrade.
Upgrade.
No matter how you pronounce it. Let's talk to, is it Jamin? Jamin?
Yes. Hello?
Your name is J-A-Y-M-I-N. Jamin.
Yes.
Off to an interesting start.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Jamin. Maiden name.
Goody.
I take it back.
Your
That's a swear word.
Parents named you. Jamin Goody? I can't say it with a straight face. Can I ask you a question? Serious question. Are your parents kind of wacky?
No.
If I said, I Jamined my Goody.
Yeah.
You'd think that we just FCC violationed all over the place.
Jamin Goody.
Wow. Jamin Goody's not good. What? And you're getting married, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what?
Thank God.
What is his name?
Bub. B-U-B-B.
Like what you call a guy you don't remember his name?
I feel like you have. You know what? You don't know any better because you were named Goody.
Goody.
Okay.
Jamin
so
Goody.
You don't know how bad Bub is.
Bub's bad.
Bub is bad.
But it's not as bad as
Jamin
Goody.
Bub. That seems like an ethnic slur.
Jamin Bub.
Okay, yes. That seems like something you say and then you get canceled.
I don't want his name.
Pick a different name.
It
combines, the gays do it. It's great.
Okay, the options here are Booty or Gub.
Okay, don't combine, but make something up.
Okay, how do you feel about Mondragon? Also Game of Thrones character, Jamin Mondragon.
Jamin Mondragon is an incredible name. Can we get you to talk him into a brand new last name? He's asking you to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Thank God.
All right. Well, then we want to be the first to wish Mr. and Mrs. Mondragon, Jamin Mondragon, the second, a very happy nuptials. May you love for 1,000 years.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Bob.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. Halloween is coming up very soon, and trick-or-treaters are going to be all over the streets. And Kevin, of all people, has a question about trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Go ahead. What is it?
Yeah, so I have a question. How do you check your kids' candies when they go trick-or-treating?
When you say check them for what?
Just check them and make sure the candies are good.
You mean not dangerous?
Yes.
I mean, you just kind of eyeball it and kind of go through it real fast. Why are you asking?
Yeah, you don't have children.
Right, because I'm going to take my nephew on a trick-or-treating for his first Halloween.
Yeah, you're for anybody who doesn't know, Kevin is an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Fun
uncle.
Okay. And your nephew is one.
1.5 going on to 2.
Well, we know how numbers work.
Yep. One is too young to take them trick-or-treat.
Oh, I don't
really?
I don't think that's true. One is too young probably to let them have the candy. So you could just keep all the candy. But what's wrong with a one-year-old going trick-or-treating?
Why would you take a one-year-old trick-or-treating?
To experience it.
They're one. They don't have any memories.
But you do.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let me rephrase. I'll rephrase. By the way, if you have an opinion on what is too young to go trick-or-treating, call 916-909-1065 or text into 73389. Rephrasing. Are you taking him door-to-door and actually, like, ringing the doorbell and saying trick-or-treat?
Yeah, I think we have a wagon.
Okay.
His dog is going to come with him.
Okay.
And there's no older sibling. There's no older child.
What difference does that make?
That's weird.
For him.
That is not weird.
I think it's weird. You can walk around.
If the kid can walk, then I think they're old enough to go trick-or-treating. And as a homeowner, when my doorbell rings, I look forward to opening the door and seeing a one-year-old trick-or-treater. That gives me a thrill.
I think you should be able to say trick-or-treat in order to go trick-or-treating.
Okay, well, we can work on that.
Well,
we
you're not going to work
more days.
It's not going to happen by Halloween, I'll tell you that.
Kevin, he's steering you down the wrong. Okay, so your oldest son, how old was he when he went trick-or-treating for the first time?
I think two and a half.
Kevin's wrong. He robbed himself of those memories. Maybe his son won't remember, but he robbed himself of seeing a tiny little baby in a costume walking around door to door and then seeing the people at the door go,
Oh my God,
cute.
I'm so excited to see that.
When Connor was one and we took him to a Halloween party, what happened? It was your Halloween party.
Yeah.
He cried like a baby because he is a baby.
I believe he burnt himself with a curling iron that year.
Oh. Well, that was hours before he showed up. Yeah, he was a dragon at your Halloween party, and he was terrified of all the people at your Halloween party. He didn't like it. He recognized faces, but everything else about the body was different, and it spooked him. It spooked him.
Okay, but those were adults. He's going to be mixing and mingling with children.
And he's
going
to have me with him. I can protect him.
He doesn't need actual protection, just like he doesn't need candy. Like, you can walk around. There's nothing wrong with walking around.
Who would walk around without getting candy? That's dumb.
Going up to a door with a one-year-old on Halloween and saying trick or treat sends the signal that you are just going to eat all the candy.
No, I never think that, Kevin.
Text messages coming into 73389. Trick-or-treating with a very young child is appropriate if you only go to a few specific houses.
Yeah,
okay.
He can go like five houses.
I was just going to do three max.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just think that when they're that young, go to relatives' houses, drive there, and that's,
oh God,
that's
don't
it.
Don't do that. What a pain.
I mean, it's just, here, another text message. There are kids who are nonverbal, so should they get to go because they can't say trick-or-treat? Okay, we're getting very serious about this. I was saying that as a silly prerequisite rule for it, but some people say, I agree with Gavin, one is too young, a Halloween party's way different than trick-or-treating.
Somebody else said that. It definitely is.
It is, only in that they're all those people are familiar. It's even scarier to go trick-or-treating.
You're on the move when you're trick-or-treating. When you're at a Halloween party, you're there and people are getting loud, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Text message 73389. OMG, I just had this conversation yesterday. When you take someone under 3 years old, you're trick-or-treating for yourself.
Okay, maybe you're trick-or-treating for yourself, but I think you're trick-or-treating for yourself for the memories
Thank
and the
you.
Pictures.
Okay, well then don't go to the door-to-door for the candy.
That's part of it. Standing there with their little bucket.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And then they go trick-or-treat. Oh!
I mean,
my baby's not two.
Right?
And she's absolutely going to trick-or-treat.
She has older siblings.
If
it's different.
She'd be trick-or-treating also.
Super weird.
My neighbors would be so sad if they didn't see her.
They can come over and see her. Anyway, good luck, Kevin. I look forward to hearing the update from the next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, okay?
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's been a minute since we've gotten into unpopular opinions, and I'm thinking about it because it's pumpkin spice latte season.
Oh.
And every single time when pumpkin spice latte rears its head, or a word like that,
mm-hmm.
everybody seems to come up with the unpopular opinion, It sucks.
It does suck.
Pumpkin spice sucks as a flavor. And it's not true.
No,
it is.
It is not true.
And it is an unpopular opinion. And we're like, okay, let's get back into unpopular opinions. Text in to 909-1065 what your unpopular opinions are.
My unpopular opinion is I don't think that people should invite every kid in the class to a birthday party.
No. I'm going to piggyback off of that one. Here's my unpopular opinion. I don't think the kids should be celebrated. Their birthday should be celebrated in class with bags of junk. Stop doing it.
Oh,
let your kid feed. I know you can't bring food anymore. Okay, that's fine. How about nothing? Unpopular opinions being texted into 909-1065. You've pissed off all the pumpkin spice latte people, by the way.
Wow, they're just loud. They're not the majority.
Somebody said Nutella is gross.
Whoa.
Somebody said In-N-Out is overrated.
Excuse me.
These are unpopular opinions.
That's very unpopular.
In fact, more than one person texted in about In-N-Out. That's very interesting. This one, Hocus Pocus is one of the worst movies of all time.
What?
And they also said, and I also don't get the hype for Nightmare Before Christmas, too, while we're at it.
Whoa. This is going off the rails.
Somebody said, unpopular opinion, the country music isn't country music anymore. It's just a mix of pop and rap artists wearing a cowboy hat.
No, that's true.
I agree with that one.
We put this on Facebook. Robin said, peeps are great and they should be sold year round.
Ew, yeah. I almost hit the dump button because that's so offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody else said Dutch Bros is so gross. And, Gavin and I do share an unpopular opinion, which is stop saying you're going to get coffee when you're actually going to get basically a milkshake.
It's barely coffee.
It's barely coffee anymore. There's technically coffee in it, but stop saying, I'm going to go get coffee. Just say, I'm going to go get dessert.
Yeah. Keep the text messages coming in as well. Here's some more. Dating Pete Davidson should be a humiliation for celebrities.
How?
I don't understand why women, hot women wear like a feather in their cap now.
Well, do they wear like a feather in
their
cap?
They do.
Or are they just not ashamed of it?
Another one. Whipped cream is disgusting. How dare you?
How is that even? Whipped cream seems like the one food that universally everybody finds delicious, including dogs.
Somebody said, I don't think it's bad to peak in high school.
That's funny.
Somebody said, American football culture is insufferable. No, it's not. Soccer culture is insufferable.
You're a joke. Football is a million times worse, a million times bigger, a million times more in your face. How many friends do you have that get outraged and want to have an absolute fit because their soccer team lost?
I don't know, but you know what I've never heard before?
What?
There was another American football riot. Soccer riots happen all the time.
Gavin, you literally come from a city where they have to grease the light poles because people want to climb them and they tip cars over and sometimes set them on fire.
Those are for celebrations.
What are you even
and no one's even getting hurt and no one's going to the hospital.
No one's getting hurt.
Nah, we know how to do it. We know how to climb the light poles.
You're
get
out of your mind.
You're talking about Philadelphia. No one knows what you're even talking about.
Everybody
on
does.
Here's another one. Electric mowers aren't really much more convenient than gas. That is actually true. As somebody with an electric lawnmower, I can't tell you how many times I'm halfway through mowing my lawn. And I bought it because it's like, this is going to be way better. I don't have to get a gas can. I don't have to fill up my lawnmower. And then halfway through, I can't tell you how many times it has just gone.
So is it charged?
Dang it! Yes.
You don't plug it in?
No, it charges. Oh, and my God. The battery dies on me all the time.
That's so funny.
I hate it. 909-1065. So many people, by the way, are talking about how Nightmare Before Christmas is overrated. Katie, you gotta get the.
This is okay. I don't know why they're trying to do this to me today, but don't.
Another one that we have on here, people who let celebrity relationships affect them are not mentally sound. Is that an unpopular opinion?
No, I think we all kind of agree with that one.
Animal print is an eyesore. I've been saying that one.
Okay, you've come around a little bit, though, on it. You have
a little bit. Keep them coming in to 909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's a new trend in therapy, and we here at The Wake Up Call, we kind of love this. The trend is that you grab a pen and you grab some paper, and instead of making a to-do list, you make a to-don't list. A to-don't list. So you write down a bunch of things that you don't want to do, and it's nice to kind of give yourself a written list that you can look at that, you know, keeps you more accountable.
Right.
And I've never done this before, but I am honestly willing to try doing this.
What would be on yours?
What would be on my to-don't list? That's a good question. I think if I'm being serious with myself, don't look at your phone so much.
Oh, okay.
Especially when you're around your kids.
Yeah.
What would be on yours?
Not just don't overcommit to things, but just don't commit to things.
Don't commit to anything.
Well, I feel like whenever I commit to something that's like a couple weeks away,
yes,
it just throws everything off because I don't know where I'm going to be in a couple weeks.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Don't over plan too far in advance.
Right. Maybe.
All right.
Also, don't go into a grocery store.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't.
Not for you.
No.
That's just not your thing.
Order your stuff.
Right.
I'm giving people jobs.
Kevin, what would be on your to don't list? And you can tell us what would be on yours by calling or texting us 916-909-1065.
Not bang so many girls.
All right.
What did he say? What you don't want to do is have sex with so many women.
Yeah, I should just focus on one and give my love to only one person.
Because you're such a playboy.
Yes, girl.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning.
So I understand you've kind of been doing this for yourself for a while, but you call it something different, right?
Yeah, I've had an anti-bucket list since I was like 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
I love that idea,
okay.
An anti-bucket list. And what are some of the things on your to-don't list or anti-bucket list, as you call it?
Owning a boat and running a marathon.
Okay. I feel that way about skydiving.
Yeah.
Like, don't skydive.
That's on there.
Yeah.
That's on there, too.
On my list of things that I don't want to do.
That is so funny. Thank you so much for calling. That's great. We put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners. And what did they come up with?
Sarah says, don't start streaming a new series in the morning because your whole day is shot.
Oh, well, sure.
I get that.
Yeah, like, definitely.
It's like, oh, crap, this is good. Well, see you later, Saturday.
Too bad it's good.
Yeah. Sarah says, don't do your coworkers.
You need to be reminded of that?
I don't know that it needs to be reminded. I mean, does Kevin need to be reminded to stop having sex with women?
Well, yes, no. But look at him.
Right, okay.
What?
Elaine
says... That was a compliment.
Oh. Right, he's saying because you're so irresistible.
Ew.
Okay. Right. Elaine says, don't do for them if they're not willing to do for you.
That's a good one.
Pretty good one.
That's a good one. Although it doesn't work with kids.
But you're supposed to want to do more for them.
Kids don't do anything for me except tell me they love me occasionally and draw me a picture of a dog.
Kathleen says, don't get married. Johnny says, don't use social media. Funny, because... You answered this on Facebook, sweetie.
Abigail, who texted into 909-1065, says, I think this is a good one. This is one I should write down. Don't let small inconveniences affect your whole day.
Yeah.
But Abigail, I got to tell you, if I put that on my to-don't list and live by it, we'd run out of half the things that I talk about on this show.
We did get one that kind of felt a little crazy. This is from Jean. This seems like something a Jean would say.
Okay.
Don't trust the government.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. We're not done.
Oh.
Don't trust the fact checkers. They're the government. Don't trust the media. Again, they are the government. Don't give up your rights. Don't live where there's more government. Don't live where Mother Nature is more likely to destroy you than you are yourself.
I wonder where Gene lives.
Right.
Like, wouldn't it be so funny to, like, list all of that and then find out that Gene just lives in a subdivision in Rancho Cordova?
I love that Gene put this on a very public page where everybody could see.
Right, yeah.
Your secrets are out, Gene.
What's the weather like in your bunker? Anyway, keep texting in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Popular demand, we are playing the game Fun Delivered again.
Yes.
Okay, you said that you enjoyed it when we played Fun Delivered on the show last week, so we are going to play it again. What is Fun Delivered if you didn't hear it? Oh, great question. We named it that after the company Fun Delivered because they buy all of the bulk packages that get returned to sender to the post office. Nobody ever picked it up for whatever reason. Some people go to prison. Some people are dead. Some people move. Some, you know, all these different things. And they buy all these packages up in bulk and then they sell them to you. It's like an adult surprise egg. Okay. So they sent us a gigantic box, huge box of these unopened packages. So what we do is, we are each going to go through this box and pick out one undelivered package, and then we'll describe it to you. We'll say, okay, this is why I chose it, and then you get to text in to 916-909-1065 and tell us who you think, based on the same information that we have, because we have no idea what's in these things, who got the best package. And then we come back, and then we open it, and see for ourselves. All right, who wants to go first? Katie, you went first last time. Do you want to go first again?
No, you guys go first.
All right, Kevin, why don't you come over here?
Okay.
All right, so Kevin's going to go through the real big box that we have here from Fun Delivered.
Oh, someone retaped
it. I did that. I retaped it because we had to leave it in the studio. It's such a big box.
We don't trust anybody.
All right, now there's tons of unopened packages in there. Some are little, Kevin. Some are little, some are green.
Oh, shiny.
All right, are you going to pick that one?
Mm-hmm. I want the basic one.
Okay, all right, go back over. Okay. Don't describe it yet. Katie, your turn.
Okay.
All right, here she comes.
Here she comes.
We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And Katie went right for the shiny
you're
one.
You're doing the shaking method. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the shaky method.
I wish I knew.
All right. Oh, it's a...
Wow.
That looks like clothing.
That looks like what you...
All right.
Yes.
Now, I am going to pick mine, okay? All right, here we go. Let me see. So I am going to take the silver... I'll describe mine first, okay? This is a silver package. It's bubble wrap silver package.
I'm very interested to know what's in that.
This is usually reserved for electronics. That's why I'm feeling like maybe a pair of AirPods. That could be exciting. Maybe.
I've seen food in those.
I hope they wouldn't just let, but yeah, you're right, actually. Like an insulated.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe this is moldy food. I don't know. But it could be electronics.
I mean, last week you had a rough time.
Small Bluetooth speaker. All right, who wants to describe next? Yeah, if you remember last week, the package that I opened literally was an empty box that must have been custom made with the lyrics of Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. If you have not seen the video for that, you can text OPEN, OPEN, to 916-909-1065 to see last week's recap. All right, Katie, describe yours.
Okay, so mine is a teal bag.
Okay.
Whatever's inside of it is material. So it could be a sweatshirt. I'm hoping it's a blanket. That would make me very excited.
It's not small. Hold it up for a second. Yeah, it's the size of like an airplane pillow.
And it's thick.
Yeah, it is very thick.
Okay.
Kevin, describe yours.
Mine is a box, and it is fully wrapped in this orange tape. And it's pretty heavy.
How big is that box?
A hand size.
Shake it. Yeah, there's something heavy in yours.
It bums me out that we don't know where they came from.
Yeah, that would explain
a lot.
They
covered the address, which I understand.
Yeah, you can kind of try to make out the address a little bit.
So hard.
But anyway. So text in right now, either Kevin, Katie, or Gavin to 916-909-1065. Based on those descriptions, who do you think between us got the best undelivered package? Okay, we're going to play two songs, then we're going to come back and open them live on the air, and you will find out what's inside at the same time that we do.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, you're back with Fun Delivered. You've been texting in to 916-909-1065. Who you think, based on our descriptions, got the most interesting undelivered mail? Was it Kevin? Was it Katie? Was it Gavin? That's what you text in, our names. At 71% of the vote.
Yeah.
It's Kevin.
Ew.
That is a shock.
Here we go. Now it's time for round two of Fun Delivered, okay? Which, by the way, if you want to play this on your own, all you have to do is check out Fun Delivered's website, because they sell boxes of unopened, returned packages that never made it to people, and you can play this game at home. All right, who wants to go
Kevin
first?
Kevin goes, go in order of when we picked him.
Okay, well, I'll go for, how we picked him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Kevin.
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we all hear my box. Oh, it's two.
What is it?
It's two black boxes.
Kevin, those look like phones.
Yeah, they look like phones.
If
I'm
you
gonna die.
Got two cell phones, I'm pissed.
Ah! No.
I got a cell phone.
No!
Shut up.
Oh my God!
It's a cell phone.
What kind of phones? Android?
It looks like Androids, though. It has the three cameras at the front.
Those are Google Pixels.
Shut up,
Kevin.
Oh my God! It comes in a different color.
I am so bad.
Wow!
Wow!
I am so.
Wow,
mad.
It comes with a screen protector.
Comes with screen protectors,
yeah.
Too? All right, Katie, it's your turn.
Okay.
All righty. So, we are playing Fun...
Everything seems bad now.
We are playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
It is a blanket!
It's a blanket?
Yes!
What an ugly blanket!
It's not ugly, it's yellow. What makes it ugly?
It looks like pee. It looks like yellow snow.
Everything that is yellow looks like pee?
That color yellow.
Oh my God, guys. It's a cashmere.
It's a sweater!
It's a cashmere. Oh my God. It's a cashmere duster sweater.
Model it for us.
Shut up.
Hold on a second. I want to see. Wow, Katie. Katie, that's something that you would wear. That's totally.
That's exactly something I would
get. It's literally you.
I'm dead.
Look at you. And you're wearing your glasses today. You look like a sexy librarian now.
You guys, be quiet. Just
read. Okay, we're playing Fun Delivered. Now it's time to open the silver package, which totally looks like it's electronics and or food. So, okay, here we go. All right. So... I need to, there we go. It is wrapped in some sort of foam.
Okay.
All right.
See, it was very light. That's why I didn't choose that.
Okay. Now, this could go either way. It's like the foam packaging wrap. It's like really, really, whatever it is, it's small.
It's fragile.
And
it's
very
super,
fragile.
Oh my God, the suspense.
Whew. It's going to be hard to top two cell phones, though.
Oh, you can't. You can't.
I'm so bad at this game. I'm so mad. This was...
Gavin, don't guess, please. We'll get fired.
This was clearly something that was sent to somebody who... wanted to replace the reflector on their bicycle. It is. I want to swear. I am so mad.
Don't swear. Please,
it's a reflector for a bike or something.
Gavin, no, don't.
There, I broke it. All that packaging for nothing.
Oh my God, this is, well,
not so fun delivered is what we should call this game.
Kevin obviously won.
Kevin won for the second week in a row.
Obviously, I know how to pick my packages.
Did we get that?
Well, we got it.
Okay.
We'll grab it. Oh, man. If you want to see the video from last week's Fun Delivered, just text FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you listen to the show, you know two things about me. One, I'm the happiest, most positive person on the show.
Oh.
And two, I love me some good old cryptozoology.
Oh, you do.
If I see a headline that has the words mystery and creature in it, I'll take the bait.
Every
10
time.
10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
And this just happened with some tourists, and it got reported all the way to Inside Edition. I don't know if Inside Edition is actually a reputable news source, but it seems reputable. Here's a portion of it.
Jesse Clausen and Camille Avarella were taking lots of videos and photos trying to capture the magnificent landscape known as Long's Peaks in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Back home in Denver, they were looking over the shots of their adventure where they took note of this image, way, way in the distance. Zooming in to the tiny dot, they realized, much to their shock, it was a mysterious thing.
I was like, wait, what's that white thing on that little cliff ledge?
We were like,
if you want to see it, text the word thing, T-H-I-N-G, thing, to 916-909-1065. Fast forward the video to about 30 seconds to see it.
So what is that thing anyway?
You know what? Just end the report there. Just end the report there.
Oh.
Let us be like, oh my God, yes, in the Rocky Mountains, there's some sort of humanoid alien thing. Wow. What a time to be alive. But they never do.
Well, it may look super creepy, but the experts we spoke to say the most reasonable explanation is that it's a unique rock formation that when the sun hits it just right, looks like a giant creature from another world.
Boo!
Boo!
God, why would you do that?
Okay, now I will say this. Looking at it, it feels a little bit like it's just a piece of the rock. No, stop. You want so bad for this stuff to be real.
I do. I want it so bad.
Kevin, do you know that one time he drove hours after the show, okay,
uh-huh,
to
San Jose.
No.
For some kind of hall or hotel room, conference room, because it was being reported that Bigfoot was going to be presented, that they caught him got him, and please come to this double tree and we're gonna show you.
And what did you find?
He never showed up.
No.
Interesting.
So how do they handle that when how many people came?
Probably about 40 to 50 people.
I thought you would say 4 to 5.
Yeah.
At least a third of them were dressed in gorilla costumes.
Sure.
Oh.
Holding We Believe signs.
Okay. So when you've clustered these kind of maniacs, okay?
And I went down as a journalist.
Obviously.
Right.
And a lover.
Right.
Right. And someone who's passionate.
Mm-hmm.
When you've clustered this many idiots.
Yeah.
And you're like, we got him.
Right.
How do they handle the oopsie doopsie, we don't got him?
My brain has kind of blacked out a lot of that day.
Okay.
But I remember them showing a lot of pictures on the big screen of what looked like one of the really large coolers.
Yes.
You bring to like a baseball game.
Yeah, like the big, big ones.
Yep.
Okay.
And it had a lot of fur in it. And it looked like they had a dead Bigfoot in this big cooler.
But it was just pictures.
Yeah, and then we all kept thinking, well, they're going to bring out the cooler.
Right.
Any minute.
Yeah.
Any minute. And then any minute turned into 15.
Yeah.
Turned into 30. Then people started getting agitated.
Oh, boy.
I would imagine the Bigfoot crowd gets easily agitated.
And then when it became very clear that, Bigfoot was not going to show up that day, people just kind of started to shuffle out of the of the hall.
You go get a taco and you go home.
That's what happened. Me and my friend, we were just kind of like, you know what? Let's just go home. And they were like, okay.
And then
it took four hours to get home.
Right. And then you didn't see it going that exact way.
They had pictures. The news was reporting it.
They had two
guys found a dead Bigfoot. Like I said.
So they found the Bigfoot dead.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. They didn't hunt it.
Right.
Okay.
I told you, anytime I see mystery creature in a headline,
I understand.
I'll take the bait 100% of the time.
Right.
And I did.
You know what's
did
funny?
Did I learn my lesson?
I have asked you to go places and you've said that's too far. It's in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah.
Okay. But you, on a whim, decided to drive to San Jose.
After I was done with work?
Right. How's that supposed to make me feel?
I think next time you should say Bigfoot's going to be there.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Of course we're talking about Britney. Of course. With a tease like that. She recently went back on Instagram. I'm not sure if you knew that, but she had taken herself off of it for a little bit.
Oh, I didn't.
And listen, when you're going to do a new season, you want to hit them with something right away to grab their attention in the season opener.
Right.
And Britney sure did that by telling us a story about how she almost lit herself on fire.
Okay.
And she apparently has a problematic fireplace in her mansion, which she doesn't get fixed, but yet continues to use. And the last time, this is what happened. Now, remember, like I said, she's telling us a story about how she almost lit herself on fire, but that's not what everybody's talking about. See if you can pick up on what everyone's takeaway is.
I was in my room and I turned the fire on and all of a sudden it blew up in my face. It's done it before. And the times it did it before, I quit. So it always gets my security to come in and light it for me because I was scared it was going to blow up. But this time, I just threw the whole thing in there and it literally blew into my face and it took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs, this is from basically 6 months ago.
Okay.
Oh my.
Did you pick up on what everybody's talking about?
Which is that Britney has a British accent now?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Listen to this.
Took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows.
My eyelashes off.
She said my security.
Right. And she can't even be consistent with the British accent. Security is like a posh one. And then my eyelashes off is like Cockney.
Yeah.
It's like, are you Adele or are you Chris Martin? You need to pick one here, Britney. What's going on with her?
Okay, she is still living in her normal house, right?
I mean,
she's not like, it's not like she moved to England.
Oh, no, she's still living.
She's like absorbing.
Oh, I see.
Like, we used to work with a guy whose sister moved to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, when she would come back to visit, there would be certain words she would say, not because she was trying to have a Scottish accent, but she just was engulfed in it so much all the time that certain words just had a little bit of an accent. It's not that with Britney, right?
No.
She's just in her California mansion. We assume by herself and just people that work for her. So this is just like her next phase of crazy.
I guess so. Like, is it possible? Because the only other celebrity that I can think of that did this, and if you're just joining us, Britney almost set herself on fire, but she also apparently now has a British accent.
Right.
The only celebrity I can think of that has this same infliction is Madonna.
Right. I think the difference with Madonna was, I just looked it up, she lived in England with Guy Ritchie for 10 years.
That's right. And she was married to a guy with a British accent.
Right.
Okay. All right. So Britney seems to be going through just living with guys who work at gas stations and whoever she had as a server at Chili's.
I'm genuinely worried about her. I do feel like the headline is going to come. Like, Britney Spears is no longer with us.
Oh. But you know what's, well, that headline will come one day.
No, but you know what I mean.
Like, in a dark way. Not and, like, she's not gonna die in her 90s.
No, it's not gonna be, who recently passed away? Dame Judi Dench or whatever?
Well, sure, close enough. Okay. Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. Right, Maggie Smith. Yeah. Yeah, well, Smith. That's not the headline I'm expecting.
No.
Guys at 89 years old, no.
God, but without even, I mean, even if everything else was fine, even if she didn't have a British accent, and it was just, I can't believe I'm saying this, just a regular mom and pop story about lighting yourself on fire.
I just threw the whole thing in there.
She doesn't sound like she's 40 years old.
And it literally blew into my face, and it took all my eyelashes off.
Like, if I told you that this was my mom's friend in Sun City, you'd be like, yeah, 100%.
My eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs. This is from basically.
Picture that same voice telling you, can you come to the clubhouse and support my art show? So anyway, and we joke, but we love.
Right.
We want Britney to be okay. And as far as I know, she's cuckoo LaRue, but she, I mean, I don't see
she's
any.
She's having a good time.
And I don't see any reports that she's right. like on drugs or anything like that. So listen, you want to light yourself on fire. You want to dance with knives. You want to be British. To each their own. Your body, your choice,
who's
Britney.
It
exactly.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There was a small business owner in the great state of Texas that hung a sign up about his hiring, and it has offended people. Katie has the story. Katie, what happened?
This is coming to us from Pasadena, Texas, where a business...
I always love towns that are definitely podunk in other states that are named after great cities in other towns or in other states.
He hung a very large sign on his business that said, now hiring non-stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got people in the area kind of peeved. They think that it's aggressive and rude. And this guy says that he had to hang the sign because he keeps getting people in at his business that he thinks are dumb, that they spend too much time on their phone or they don't understand instructions. His business is called Pets Gone Wild Resort. And it is a doggy daycare. Now, anytime I hear somebody say something like, we're trying to hire non-stupid people, I always think the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh,
now has he had a couple employees that might have been dum-dums? Probably. I mean, you own a doggy daycare. You're not getting people that have just completed their master's.
Right.
This is a part-time job in Pasadena, Texas. This reeks of a certain personality type where no matter what,
mm-hmm.
this person thinks that they are so smart.
Yes.
That everybody else is dumb.
That is true. This definitely has the vibe and the energy of, I am always the smartest person in the room. And when somebody thinks that way, there's a really good chance 9 out of 10 times they're not.
Yeah.
We know people personally that are just so convinced that they are so smart. And whenever you talk to them, you're like, you're the dumbest. You're the dumbest idiot I've ever talked to.
To me, it's akin to if a guy tells you he's got a big package.
Right.
He probably doesn't.
Or I'm rich.
Or if somebody tells you how much money they have, they probably don't have very much.
Okay, so I agree with you on that one. But let's go back to the fact that this has gotten the community up and in some sort of uproar because it's an offensive sign. Come on. Is this where we're at now? It's offending stupid people?
Listen, if I had to guess, it's because of this guy.
Probably.
I bet he is very unliked in the community. So him hanging this sign is just Classic Walter.
So it's not so much a matter of, I am a stupid person and I am offended.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it is also sort of showcasing the idea that everybody that has worked there that no longer works there, he's publicly calling them stupid.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually, I didn't even think about that point. That's true. But I mean,
it's just obnoxious.
I mean, it's eye-rolly. It's eye, like, if I was driving down the street and I saw a sign that says, now hiring non-stupid people, it would make me chuckle. I would not have thought about past employees getting offended. That one makes sense. But as far as, like, everything else goes, it wouldn't make me want to bring my dog to be dog cared
well,
there
definitely
more.
Definitely not.
No, but at the same time, though, it would, my first thought, seeing that sign and knowing that people were upset by it, was like, who's the person who's going to raise their hand and be like, excuse me, speaking up for the entire stupid community? That is offensive.
I never took it as people were upset in defense of the stupids. I just took it as like, it's kind of embarrassing.
For him.
For the community.
For the community.
Because it's a giant sign.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we've seen signs like that here, though.
Have we?
I don't know. I feel like we have. I see signs that definitely call into question the intelligence of the community, such as seeing a company do their seventh in a row going out of business sale. You know, and I see that and it's like, stupid do you think we are?
That is so true.
You've been going out of business for years.
I got some furniture there the last time you were going out of business.
Right. Right, yeah. What was that, just enough to keep the lights on for another 6 months?
You're welcome, I guess.
Wow, you are hanging by a thread. I don't know. I feel like that's sort of close to it, but I get what you're saying, though. So if you're stupid,
Don't go to Pets Gone Wild.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time that we do.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, you're back with Fun Delivered. You've been texting in to 916-909-1065. Who you think, based on our descriptions, got the most interesting undelivered mail? Was it Kevin? Was it Katie? Was it Gavin? That's what you text in, our names. At 71% of the vote,
yeah,
it's Kevin.
Ew.
That is a shock.
Here we go. Now it's time for round two of Fun Delivered, okay? Which, by the way, if you want to play this on your own, all you have to do is check out Fun Delivered's website because they sell boxes of unopened, returned packages that never made it to people, and you can play this game at home. All right, who wants to go
Kevin
first?
Go in order of when we picked him.
Okay, well, I'll go for, how we picked him.
Yeah.
Okay, who?
That's Kevin.
That was me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we are here, my box. Oh, it's two.
What is it?
It's two black boxes.
Kevin, those look like phones.
Yeah, they look like phones.
I'm gonna die.
Two cell phones. I'm pissed.
No!
I got a cell phone!
No!
Shut up!
Oh my God!
It's a cell phone!
What kind of phones? Android?
It looks like Androids, though. It has the three cameras at the front.
Those are Google Pixels!
Shut up!
Kevin!
Oh my God! It comes in a different color!
I am so bad!
Bad!
What? Wow!
Wow.
I am so
Wow,
mad.
It comes with a screen protector.
Comes with screen protectors
yeah.
too? All right, Katie, it's your turn.
Okay.
All righty. So, we are playing fun.
Everything seems bad now.
We are playing fun delivered on the wake up call.
It is a blanket.
It's a blanket?
Yes.
What an ugly blanket!
No, it's not ugly. It's yellow. What makes it ugly?
It looks like pee. It looks like yellow snow.
Everything that is yellow looks like pee?
That color yellow.
Oh my God, guys. It's a cashmere.
It's a sweater!
It's a cashmere. Oh my God. It's a cashmere duster sweater.
Model it for us.
Shut up.
Hold on a second. I want to see... Wow, Katie!
Yes!
Katie, that's something
yes!
that you would
Sorry!
Wear! That's totally...
That's exactly something I would
it's
get!
It's literally you!
I'm dead!
Look at you!
Whoa!
And you're wearing your glasses today? You look like a sexy librarian now.
You guys, be quiet! Just
All right.
read!
Okay, we're playing Fun Delivered. Now it's time to open the silver package, which totally looks like it's electronics and or food. So, okay, here we go. All right. So I need to, there we go. It is wrapped in some sort of foam.
Okay.
All right.
See, it was very light. That's why I didn't choose it.
Okay. Now this could go either way. It's like the foam packaging wrap. It's like really, really, whatever it is. It's small.
It's fragile.
And it is very
super...
fragile.
Oh my God, the suspense.
Whew. It's going to be hard to top two cell phones, though.
Oh, you can't. You can't.
I'm so bad at this game. I'm so mad. This was...
Gavin, don't guess, please. We'll get fired.
This was clearly something that was sent to somebody who... wanted to replace the reflector on their bicycle. It is. I want to swear. I am so mad.
Don't swear, please.
It's a reflector for a bike or something.
Gavin, no, don't.
There, I broke it. All that packaging for nothing.
Oh my God, this is, well,
not so fun delivered is what we should call this game.
Kevin obviously won.
Kevin won for the second week in a row.
I know how to pick my packages.
Did we get that?
Well, we got it.
Okay.
We'll grab it. Oh, man. If you want to see the video from last week's Fun Delivered, just text FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
If you listen to the show, you know two things about me. One, I'm the happiest, most positive person on the show.
Oh.
And two... I love me some good old cryptozoology.
Oh, you do.
If I see a headline that has the words mystery and creature in it, I'll take the bait.
Every
10
time.
10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
And this just happened with some tourists, and it got reported all the way to Inside Edition. I don't know if Inside Edition is actually a reputable news source, but it seems reputable. Here's a portion of it.
Jesse Clausen and Camille Avarella were taking lots of videos and photos trying to capture the magnificent landscape known as Long's Peaks in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Back home in Denver, they were looking over the shots of their adventure where they took note of this image, way, way in the distance. Zooming in to the tiny dot, they realized, much to their shock, it was a mysterious thing.
I was like, wait, what's that white thing on that little cliff ledge?
We were
like,
if you want to see it, text the word thing 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 to 916-909-1065. Fast forward the video to about 30 seconds to see it.
So what is that thing anyway?
You know what? Just end the report there.
Oh.
Let us be like, oh my God, yes, in the Rocky Mountains, there's some sort of humanoid alien thing. Wow. What a time to be alive. But they never do.
Well, it may look super creepy, but the experts we spoke to say the most reasonable explanation is that it's a unique rock formation that when the sun hits it just right, looks like a giant creature from another world.
Boo! God, why would you do that?
Okay, now I will say this. Looking at it, it feels a little bit like it's just a piece of the rock. No, stop. You want so bad for this stuff to be real.
I do. I want it so bad.
Kevin, do you know that one time he drove hours after the show, okay, to
San Jose.
No. For some kind of hall or hotel room conference room because it was being reported that Bigfoot was going to be presented, that they caught him got him, and please come to this DoubleTree and we're gonna show you.
And what did you find?
He never showed up.
No.
Interesting.
So how do they handle that when
people
have how many people came?
Probably about 40 to 50 people.
I thought you would say 4 to 5.
Yeah.
At least a third of them were dressed in gorilla costumes.
Sure.
Holding We Believe signs.
Okay. So when you've clustered these kind of maniacs, okay.
And I went down as a journalist.
Obviously.
Right.
And a lover.
Right.
Right. And someone who's passionate.
Mm-hmm.
When you've clustered this many idiots.
Yeah.
And you're like, we got him.
Right.
How do they handle the oopsie doopsie, we don't got him?
My brain has kind of blacked out a lot of that day.
Okay.
But I remember them showing a lot of pictures on the big screen of what looked like one of the really large coolers. You bring to like a baseball game.
Yeah, like the big, big ones?
Yep.
Okay.
And it had a lot of fur in it. And it looked like they had a dead Bigfoot in this big cooler.
But it was just pictures.
Yeah, and then we all kept thinking, well, they're going to bring out the cooler.
Right.
Any minute.
Yeah.
Any minute. And then any minute turned into 15.
Yeah.
Turned into 30. Then people started getting agitated.
Oh, boy.
I would imagine the Bigfoot crowd gets easily agitated.
And then when it became very clear that Bigfoot was not going to show up that day, people just kind of started to shuffle out of the hall.
You go get a taco and you go home.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Me and my friend, we were just kind of like, you know what? Let's just go home. And they were like, okay.
And
then it took four hours to get home.
Right. And then you didn't see it going that exact way.
They had pictures. The news was reporting it. They had two guys found a dead Bigfoot.
So they found the Bigfoot dead.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. They didn't hunt it.
Right.
Okay.
I told you, anytime I see mystery creature in a headline,
I understand.
I'll take the bait 100% of the time.
Right.
And I did.
You know what's
funny? Did I learn my lesson?
I have asked you to go places and you've said that's too far. It's in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah.
Okay. But you, on a whim, decided to drive to San Jose.
After I was done with work?
Right. How's that supposed to make me feel?
I think next time you should say Bigfoot's going to be there.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Of course we're talking about Britney. Of course. With a tease like that. She recently went back on Instagram. I'm not sure if you knew that, but she had taken herself off of it for a little bit.
Oh, I didn't.
And, listen, when you're going to do a new season, you want to hit them with something right away to grab their attention in the season opener.
Right.
And Britney sure did that by telling us a story about how she almost lit herself on fire.
Okay.
And she apparently has a problematic fireplace in her mansion, which she doesn't get fixed, but yet continues to use. And the last time, this is what happened. Now, remember, like I said, she's telling us a story about how she almost lit herself on fire. But that's not what everybody's talking about. See if you can pick up on what everyone's takeaway is.
I was in my room and I turned the fire on and all of a sudden it blew up in my face. It's done it before. And the times it did it before, I quit. So it always gets my security to come in and light it for me because I was scared it was going to blow up. But this time, I just threw the whole thing in there and it literally blew into my face and it took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs, this is from basically 6 months ago.
Okay.
Oh my.
Did you pick up on what everybody's talking about?
Which is that Britney has a British accent now?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Listen to this.
Took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows.
My eyelashes off.
She said my security.
Right. And she can't even be she can't even be consistent with the British accent. Security is like a posh one. And then my eyelashes off is like Cockney.
Yeah.
It's like, are you Adele or are you Chris Martin? You need to pick one here, Britney. What's going on with her?
Okay, she is still living in her normal house, right?
I mean,
she's not like, it's not like she moved to England.
Oh, no, she's still living.
She's like absorbing.
Oh, I see.
Like, we used to work with a guy whose sister moved to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, when she would come back to visit, there would be certain words she would say, not because she was trying to have a Scottish accent, but she just was engulfed in it so much all the time that certain words just had a little bit of an accent. It's not that with Britney, right?
No.
She's just in her California mansion. We assume by herself and just people that work for her. So this is just like her next phase of crazy.
I guess so. Like, is it possible? Because the only other celebrity that I can think of that did this, and if you're just joining us, Britney almost set herself on fire, but she also apparently now has a British accent.
Right.
The only celebrity I can think of that has this same infliction is Madonna.
Right. I think the difference with Madonna was, I just looked it up, she lived in England with Guy Ritchie for 10 years.
That's right. And she was married to a guy with a British accent.
Right.
Okay. All right. So Britney seems to be going through just living with guys who work at gas stations and whoever she had as a server at Chili's.
I'm genuinely worried about her. I do feel like the headline is going to come, like, Britney Spears is no longer with us.
Oh. But you know what's, well, that headline will come one day.
No, but you know what I mean.
Like, in a dark way. She's not gonna die in her 90s.
No, it's not gonna be, who recently passed away? Judy Dench or whatever?
Well, sure, close enough.
Okay.
Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. Right, Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the headline I'm expecting.
No.
Guys at 89 years old, no.
God, but without even, I mean, even if everything else was fine, even if she didn't have a British accent and it was just, I can't believe I'm saying this, just a regular mom and pop story about lighting yourself on fire.
I just threw the whole thing in there.
She doesn't sound like she's 40 years old.
And it literally blew into my face and it took all my eyelashes off.
Like, if I told you that this was my mom's friend in Sun City, you'd be like, yeah, 100%.
My eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs. This is from basically.
Picture that same voice telling you, can you come to the clubhouse and support my art show? So anyway, and we joke, but we love.
Right.
We want Britney to be okay. And as far as I know, she's cuckoo LaRue, but
she's having a good time.
And I don't see any reports that she's like on drugs or anything like that. So listen, you want to light yourself on fire? You want to dance with knives? You want to be British? To each their own. Your body, your choice, Britney. Exactly.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There was a small business owner in the great state of Texas that hung a sign up about his hiring, and it has offended people. Katie has the story. Katie, what happened?
This is coming to us from Pasadena, Texas, where a business...
I always love towns that are definitely podunk in other states that are named after great cities in other towns or in other states.
He hung a very large sign on his business that said, "Now hiring non-stupid people."
Mm-hmm.
And that's got people in the area kind of peeved. They think that it's aggressive and rude. And this guy says that he had to hang the sign because he keeps getting people in at his business that he thinks are dumb, that they spend too much time on their phone or they don't understand instructions. His business is called Pets Gone Wild Resort. And it is a doggy daycare. Now, anytime I hear somebody say something like, "We're trying to hire non-stupid people," I always think the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh.
Now, has he had a couple employees that might have been dum-dums? Probably. I mean, you own a doggy daycare. You're not getting people that have just completed their master's.
Right.
This is a part-time job in Pasadena, Texas. This reeks of a certain personality type where no matter what...
Mm-hmm.
This person thinks that they are so smart.
Yes.
That everybody else is dumb.
That is true. This definitely has the vibe and the energy of, I am always the smartest person in the room. And when somebody thinks that way, there's a really good chance 9 out of 10 times they're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know people personally that are just so convinced that they are so smart. And whenever you talk to them, you're like, you're the dumbest. You're the dumbest idiot I've ever talked to.
To me, it's akin to if a guy tells you he's got a big package.
Right.
He probably doesn't.
Or I'm rich.
Or if somebody tells you how much money they have, they probably don't have very much.
Okay, so I agree with you on that one. But let's go back to the fact that this has gotten the community up and in some sort of uproar because it's an offensive sign. Come on. Is this where we're at now? It's offending stupid people?
Listen, if I had to guess, it's because of this guy.
Probably.
I bet he is very unliked in the community. So him hanging this sign is just classic Walter.
So it's not so much a matter of, I am a stupid person and I am offended.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it is also sort of showcasing the idea that everybody that has worked there that no longer works there, he's publicly calling them stupid.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually, I didn't even think about that point. That's true. But I mean,
it's just obnoxious.
I mean, it's eye-rolly. If I was driving down the street and I saw a sign that says, "Now hiring non-stupid people," it would make me chuckle. I would not have thought about past employees getting offended. That one makes sense. But as far as like everything else goes, it wouldn't make me want to bring my dog to be dog cared more.
Definitely not.
No, but at the same time, though, my first thought seeing that sign and knowing that people were upset by it was like, who's the person who's going to raise their hand and be like, "Excuse me, speaking up for the entire stupid community, that is offensive."
I never took it as people were upset in defense of the stupids. I just took it as like, it's kind of embarrassing.
For him.
For the community.
For the community.
Because it's a giant sign.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we've seen signs like that here, though.
Have we?
I don't know. I feel like we have. I see signs that definitely call into question the intelligence of the community, such as seeing a company do their 7th in a row going out of business sale. You know, and I see that and it's like, that's how true. Stupid do you think we are?
That is so true.
You've been going out of business for years.
I got some furniture there the last time you were going out of business.
Right, yeah. What was that, just enough to keep the lights on for another 6 months?
You're welcome, I guess.
Wow, you are hanging by a thread. I don't know. I feel like that's sort of close to it, but I get what you're saying, though. So if you're stupid...
Don't go to Pets Gone Wild.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.